Ivan B. Hey, what up, Eric?
Sleeping through the day, wake up with champagne, brought me an A.
I told
my mother I would quit. What can I say? I'm still breathing, falling in love every evening. So we just gonna stay teenage dreamers on its way. I told my mother I'd grow up. What can I say? I'm still breathing, falling in love every evening.
I hardly go to sleep, but my dream is still picture clean. 4 a.m. Monday morning, school bell about to ring. They tell me to wake up, man. In a dream, go and get a job, deliver some magazines, so I sleepwalk wherever I
go. Yo, what's going on, fam? Welcome to another episode of Tariq Radio. I am your gracious host. My name is Tariq Elite Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Ready to chop up some good game with the family. The phone number is 818-850-5404. That is the number, fam. Call up. Let's chop up some good game. Where are my LA folks at? Again, 818-850-5404. And what we're going to do, family, we're going to take that real quick commercial break. And I mean, it's going to be real quick, and we'll be right back right here on Tariq Elite Radio.
Hey, what's up? This is Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game. Go to UndeniableGame.com and get my free audio program, Undeniable Game, which teaches you 7 easy-to-follow tips on how to really attract beautiful women. The Undeniable Game audio program is absolutely free to download, so you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Master the game and get your free copy at UndeniableGame.com. That's UndeniableGame.com.
Hey, if you want to see a very interesting take on life and entertainment, check out the blogger and the aspiring filmmaker, POV Hilarious D. He has a very interesting look and outtake on life, and the guy is very funny. So go to his YouTube page, go to YouTube, search POV Hilarious D, and subscribe to his page right now on YouTube. Again, that's POV Hilarious D.
Black people are being ethnically cleansed in America, and you're next. The creator of the acclaimed documentary 7AM is back with an explosive new film, Gentrified, Ethnic Cleansing American Style. The American Holocaust won't have gas chambers and ovens. In the 21st century, making it too expensive for you to afford to live is the most humane form of genocide the world has ever witnessed. Go to our website, youwillbemoved.org. That's youwillbemoved.org.
What's up, family? Let me tell you about this year's best kept secret. That's legendarymix.com. If you're a recording artist, a music producer, and you want to bring your music to legendary status, then go to legendarymix.com. It's rated the number one online music mixing and mastering service. It's the only place you can enjoy radio quality, high quality mixdowns, and professional mastering for a great price. If this message ain't for you, then tell a friend about legendarymix.com. Top quality service and fast turnaround time is guaranteed. Subscribe today. Save 10% on your order. Call or text 347-565-5892 or email music@legendarymix.com. Yo, are you tired of living in your grandmama's basement? Are you tired of driving a raggedy-ass car paying high interest rates? Are you tired of getting second-rate lace fronts and weaves? Well, you need to let the credit experts at Credit LC restore your credit and get you in that brand new home or car. Credit LC will even show you how to use your credit to get investment properties so you can get paid and stack paper. Go to creditliteracycoach.com or call or text 312-870-0733. That's creditliteracycoach.com.
The most intense new video game app has now arrived. A medieval kingdom has been plagued with chaos and disorder. An evil force has dominated the land. And now it is up to the bravest knights to fight back the demonic forces and bring justice to the kingdom of the Moors. Play the newest, most exciting battlefight game app ever, Moorish Kingdom. Available at moorishkingdom.com.
You are now tuning in to the King of Games, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
Put some respect on my name.
Yo, what's going on, fam? Welcome back to Tariq Radio. And y'all know me. This is your gracious host. This is Tariq Nasheed. Ready to chop up some good game with the family. And the phone number is 818-850-5404. That is the number. Call in so y'all can chop up some good game with me and all that good stuff. I hope everybody has their copy of Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, and 4. You can get that at HiddenColorsFilm.com, ladies and gentlemen. The phone lines are lit up. I'm going to take some calls in a minute. We're going to have some real good ism on today's show. And speaking of Ism Radio, that's going to be starting back in a couple of weeks. I'm going to be in New York next week, so I was supposed to start Ism Radio back with my lovely co-hosts, Miss Chris and Miss Sarah, but I'm going to be in New York. I'm going to be doing a lot of press in New York, and I'm also going to be filming for this new film that will be announced this Sunday. Hopefully, I will have the trailer ready this Sunday, the first look trailer. This is the first look trailer, so that will hopefully be available by Sunday, and I'll reveal the name and the poster of the film, so you guys tune in to Ustream. I think I'll be able to do Ustream because I'll be in New York Sunday, so I'll contingent on my internet connection in New York, because a lot of times when I'm traveling and I try to do the show, sometimes the internet connection is janky in certain hotels. Even if it's a 4 or 5 star hotel, the connection is sometimes janky. So hopefully I can do the live Ustream in New York this Sunday, and I'll reveal the name and the Kickstarter and everything for the new film. Hopefully we'll have everything ready, and it's going to be off the chain. And when we put that Kickstarter up, man, we need the community to get on that thing heavy so we can make this Haitian documentary pop off. And we got some heavy hitters. But again, I don't want to get ahead of myself. I'm very excited about this thing. Now, what's going on in the news? What's happening in the news right now? Y'all remember this dude from American Idol named Bo Bice? Did Bo Bice actually win the American Idol finals at one point? I know I remember him from American Idol, and he hasn't been heard from for years. But I think Bo Bice won. You know, he was a hot artist for a minute, but Bo Bice kind of fell off. Bo Bice kind of fell off a little bit. You know, nobody heard of him for a few years, and he popped up in the news this week. Bo Bice was on the news crying about him being racially discriminated against. I think this was in Atlanta. Now understand, in the system of white supremacy, the white supremacists, in order to minimize the effect of systematic white supremacy, they always try to find this comparative black racism that doesn't exist. And I've always said this, and I'm going to say it again. Black racism is basically name calling. That's all black racism is, which isn't racism at all. That's just somebody being an asshole or being prejudiced. But if you can't back up your name calling, that ain't shit. That's not comparative to systematic white supremacy, which ain't about just name calling. They back up their name calling with action in every area of activity. But the white supremacists, they're always trying to find comparative black racism to be on some aha shit. So Bo Bice was literally on the news crying because he was at the airport. I think he was at the airport in Atlanta. There were some black employees there at Popeye's Chicken. He tried to get some Popeye's Chicken. Somebody referred to him as the white boy. And that's the racism right there. He felt discriminated against. Popeye's Chicken, the general manager, they had to apologize to him because one of those employees, and you know, they kind of country and hood, but one of these powerless black employees referred to him as a white boy. They said, hey, whose food is this? Oh, the white boy over there. So now he's crying. He's looking for a lawsuit. Basically, that's what he's looking for. He's trying to get a little payoff. Yeah, and somebody in the chat room, I know exactly which Popeyes that is. Yeah, that country is hell up in there. It's, you know, But what's interesting, the white supremacists and the white supremacist suspects, they can easily find quote-unquote black racism, but they cannot find systematic white supremacy that dominates all areas of activity. They are in white supremacy denial when it's on their side, but they maximize any inkling of a black person even recognizing them as being white. That's not racism. The guy, they just said, hey, there's a white boy over there. I want to know what the racism is. He's classified as white. He didn't say use an epithet. So I think he was like, well, I don't like being called boy. Well, they call black people boy all the time. But if somebody's calling you a boy, that's not racial, is it? That's not them exerting any kind of power over you, a powerless person calling you a boy. And they know this, by the way. The white supremacists, they're very good at being extra on shit. They're very good at being extra. But the thing is, another thing that's happening in Chicago, there was a situation where there were these drug addict Negroes. And they looked like they were on drugs. I saw a video. It was like a 30-minute video of some black youths in Chicago kind of smacking this white boy up. There was a white dude. Well, white boy. Reverse racism. We're about to gentrify all the white schools and mass incarcerate all the white people because I said white boy. But there was a white guy tied up in a corner. And I don't know what's going on in this video. They're like, you know, smacking him up and saying fuck Trump. I don't know what this shit is about. It's a very strange video. And now the white supremacists are using this as their aha moment. Like, aha! Look at this black racism against us. These niggas, look at them. And a lot of the white supremacists are trolling my page. Like, well, how come you, Tariq, you're very quiet about this? So I'm like, well, you're quiet about all the black people who get harmed. So we're twins. I don't know what's going on in that video. And from what I understand, all the black people, they've been arrested. And the shit, some people are saying it looks staged. It does look kind of funny style. That's very convenient. You got people like Donald Trump talking about the federal government going into Chicago. So a lot of people are looking at this thing very suspiciously. There's a lot of conspiracy theories. Let me get on my Alex Jones thing, because whenever something happens in white society, they always, the MK Ultra, the Illuminati. So this video, which is very strange, of them smacking up some white dude in a corner, I don't know what the deal is, what the reason is, I don't know who the people are, I don't know anything. And just like they say to us, I want to see all the facts come in. Just because it's on video, we don't know what happened before the video started. We have to wait till all the facts come in. I don't know what's going on that video. But a lot of people are saying that this thing looks kind of staged. And it's very convenient that they can use this as a political talking point. It's very convenient. Right before Trump gets in office, there's this strange video of some black youths torturing some random white person, yelling, fuck Trump, fuck Trump. That's very, very convenient. Many people are saying this thing looked like it's some kind of staged event so it can justify harming all black people, because like they're talking, some shit's gonna pop off in Chicago with these white supremacist lawmakers. They're setting it up for some almost martial law. There's people talking about they might have martial law. It's gonna be some mass gang sweeps, meaning they're gonna round black people up. It's some mass shit going on down there in Chicago that's gonna happen. Something crazy is gonna happen in Chicago. But again, as far as that video, I don't know what's going on in that video. I don't know all the facts. I have to wait till all the facts come in before I say anything about that. We know how it is with video. You see one thing on video and, you know, like black people getting shot in the back and then the people get acquitted and there's a mistrial. So evidently what you see on video is not always true, right? right? So we just have to wait till all the facts come in. That's all I'm doing. Now, speaking of gang stuff, now, and again, the phone number is 818-850-5404. Let me talk about this Soulja Boy thing. Let me talk about this Soulja Boy thing that went down out here in Los Angeles yesterday, as a matter of fact. I think this is yesterday. Now, Soulja Boy and Chris Brown started beefing. Soulja Boy liked a picture of Karrueche, and Soulja Boy said Chris Brown called him, kind of trying to G-check him on that. And the Soulja Boy got online and said, "Yeah, man, fuck Chris Brown trying to get at me for liking Karrueche's page or liking the picture she put up." Now, I don't know how true that is, but I do know Chris Brown has a history of kind of bouncing on niggas for hollering at Karrueche. So it could be true. I don't know. But Soulja Boy got on the internet with all that. "Yeah, fuck Chris Brown. Fuck Chris Brown. Yeah, nigga. Pyru this, Pyru that." Doing all this internet banging. And Chris kind of went back with him a little bit, like, "Hey, I'm gonna beat your ass when I see you." You know, so they kind of went back and forth with it. And Soulja Boy is really spazzing out. And lately, you know, people have been kind of mocking Soulja Boy because he's been doing interviews, you know, making up these gun stories, how he shot people. Like, "Yeah, I shot this nigga, bat, bat, bat." And they came in the house. Just, and people are mocking him now. It's something called the Soulja Boy Challenge, where people just make up an elaborate lie. And that's the joke, sounding like Soulja Boy, because Soulja Boy was literally making up a lie as he was talking with DJ, what's his name? And I don't want to say his name because I don't really fuck with dude like that no more. But y'all know who I'm talking about. I don't fuck with him like that no more. But Soulja Boy's on this thing when he was screaming on Chris Brown. He's throwing up blood signs, screaming Pyru and all this old rah-rah shit. And I'm trying to find the video because I want to play the audio of what happened, because y'all have seen this already probably, but I want to play the audio of what happened. So they're going back and forth, you know, a lot of false flagging. And then Lil Karrueche's ass, she jumped in the mix as a way to promote herself. Like, she was like, she set up a statement. She put up something like, "Well, you know what? You guys shouldn't be fighting all this over me. I mean, come on. Y'all need to stop this. You know, I'm not even thinking about this. When I go home to my apartment, I look at my Emmy and I think of how good I have it." So she's using that to let everybody know she had an Emmy for some web series that nobody knew about. So she's trying to milk it with her little cute struggling ass. She's a little cute thing with her little old struggling self, trying to politic her little shit up in there. Go ahead, Karrueche. I ain't mad at you trying to hustle. Get your little hustle on, Karrueche. Get in where you fit in with your little cute struggling ass. So she's like, "Yes, I'm going on set. I'm not even thinking about all of this drama. You know, all the drama. I'm above this." And, you know, this motherfucker did a movie called, what, Sharknado or some shit, three-headed shark. So she's doing these little cheesy ass movies, but she's above the bullshit. Okay, all right, Karrueche. Whatever her name is, Karrueche, Karima Wheat, whatever your name is, little cute thing. You, I ain't mad at you. Get in where you fit in, Karama, whatever your name is, little cute thing. Bless her heart. But, you know, they banging on each other. So Soulja Boy takes it to another level. Soulja Boy goes down to Compton with some dudes, and Soulja Boy almost gets his ass whooped out there in Compton. Soulja Boy goes out there with a red beanie on, looking like Where's Fucking Waldo, with a big ass chain. "Yeah, I'm in the hood. I'm in the hood." and he has some dudes with him acting as security. Let me play the clip of Soulja Boy going down to Compton, and he's doing all that, you know, skinning, grinning, cheesing for the camera. And it was a dude from the block. He was talking to somebody else on it, because a couple of the dudes were filming. And this dude walked up. He's like, "Yo, I'm Young Haiti, whoop-de-whoop." And then Soulja Boy comes and, you know, tries to put his arm around the dude, and the dude G-checked him. Hold on, let me play this.
Too many M's, you dig? Hey, what's going on, man?
Nah, Young Haiti.
They say Soulja ain't from the hood.
Hey,
they say Soulja ain't from the hood.
Get off me, though.
Oh, yeah, that's
like me, though.
What's happening?
So y'all catch that? So he's like, Soulja Boy tried to walk up on the dude, hug him. The dude was like, "Get off me, though." And the Soulja Boy was like, "What's up, blood? What's up, blood?" And Soulja Boy's backing the fuck up. Soulja Boy is backing up. I've seen different angles of it. Somebody tried to say that Soulja Boy squared up. Soulja Boy did not square up on dude. This dude, Young Haiti, he's a little dude. And dude was about to give Soulja Boy that work. Soulja Boy started doing the goddamn moonwalk like Michael Jackson. Soulja Boy backed it up. So Soulja Boy started backing up. Then he gets behind the dudes doing security for him. And then he started yelling, "Pyru! Pyru!" After he gets behind the dudes. It's a sad fucking sight, man. Let me see if y'all can get some of the audio here. And the dude almost took the phone, and it was some other dude's phone. It was crazy. And the dude was like, "Man, stop all that weird ass shit you got cracking, man. Cut that bullshit out." All right, now let me. Here's another angle. There's a better audio of it.
Here, go get a blunt, blood. Go get a blunt.
So this nigga, you feel so embarrassed for Soulja. He runs up grinning with that hugging shit. You don't. This is L.A. Dudes don't fuck around like that out here, man. Hold on. So Soulja Boy's doing the moonwalk. He's backing up. Soulja Boy did the moonwalk all the way down the street. He backed all the way the fuck up. Yeah, he did the whole hold me back routine. That nigga ran back, started tucking in his chain, and then once he got behind the dudes, like, "Yeah, Pyru.
What's up, man?
Who's
phone is
this?
My brother's phone.
That's my phone.
That's what I'm saying.
And this little is a dude named Lil Haiti from Compton. Little dude, but look, this Lil Haiti dude was about to put in some work. He was about to wash Soulja Boy.
"Hey, man, I'll be blood. I'm froze, man. Like I said, bro. Stop all that weird ass shit you got cracking there before I really knock you out, nigga."
And he's telling Soulja Boy, "Hey, bro, stop all that weird ass shit you doing before I knock you out here for real." He's G-checking the shit out of Soulja Boy. He's G-checking him.
"Man, come on, bro. You want to get down with
it? What's up, blood? Nigga?
That's Soulja Boy.
What's happening, nigga?
Now that Soulja Boy behind the dudes yelling Pyru, Pyru, Pyru. All right. Just a sad display. It's and now Soulja Boy, he put out another video today where he is apologizing. "I'm apologizing to my fans. I apologize to my mama about my actions." You dig? Let me see if I can find the apology video. Hold on. Because now he know he done fucked up. Because now you done put a target on yourself out here. You put a target on yourself out here in L.A. doing all that, running down the street. And there's other video of him, you know, Sue Whoop, all that Sue Whooping and fruits and all that. And he knows that's not a good look. Let me see if this is the apology, because I don't want it to be a bait video, because you know a lot of niggas. Here it is. Okay, they got the shit sped up. I want to find the apology video, and I'm looking for it live, but you know, niggas be putting up bait videos. Let me see if this is it. Hold on.
this video right here.
Okay, all right. This is him apologizing. He put this out today. This is Soulja Boy apologizing.
It's for Team Soulja, all of my fans. I just want to send an apology. Over the past couple of months, I've been acting out. I've been wilding out. And at the end of the day, it's not about who start the beefs. It's about who end them. So with that being said, I found out that my mom's in the hospital. The doctor told me everything should be all right. Shit should be good, but no amount of money, no amount of cars, no amount of fame will make me be all right, you know, with knowing my mom's sick or anything happening to my mom. I love my mother. She always been there since I've been born. I got her name tatted on my face. And I know she's not proud of my actions and what I've been doing recently. I want to make music with Chris Brown, Yachty, Quavo, everybody. So to all the media, to all the blogs, to all my homies from the hood that feel like I've been on some hot boy shit, I apologize. I'm back to the music. Big Soulja.
That's so, Soulja Boy had one last cry. That's Soulja Boy. Oh, Soulja Boy, I had to put the Brian McKnight on his ass. My nigga did the one last cry. He used his mom. If his mom is something going on his mom, I ain't gonna, you know. Oh, man. And I feel bad for Soulja Boy. I'm not gonna kick a man when he's down. That's what I'm not gonna do. I'm not gonna kick a man when he's down. And that's what today's theme is about, finding your lane. Soulja Boy, he's trying to find his lane. And it's very difficult to be in that position trying to find your lane. And, you know, he's close to 30. How old is Soulja Boy? Like 27, 28? The dude is getting close to 30. And a lot of times dudes are trying to find themselves at that age, especially when you've already had an identity and you got to get rid of that identity, or that identity has gotten rid of you, especially young entertainers, somebody who was popping when they were young. When he was a teenager, he had like a big hit record as a teen, and it was almost like some one hit wonder shit. And that happens with a lot of young dudes who were teen stars or whatever. That happens with a lot of dudes. But let me back it up for a minute. Let me give y'all some game about L.A. for a minute. Let me give y'all some game about L.A. The thing is, in L.A., one of the hustles out here is extorting rappers. That's a big hustle out here in L.A. All my L.A. folks in the room, y'all already know the deal. But one of the things out here in L.A., if there's rappers and singers out here, especially the ones that go to a lot of clubs and the ones who like to party and all that shit and hit up the weed spots and all that stuff, 9 times out of 10, one of these gangs out here, they're going to be extorting you. And that's been the hustle for a few years. And they extort dudes under the pretense of giving them protection, but it's really extortion. And usually out here in LA, the going rate for quote unquote gang protection, they usually tax you for about $30,000. That's the going rate. I'm just giving y'all some game here. That's the going rate. They tax a nigga for about $30,000 to get quote unquote protection from the gang, which is basically extortion. Because you got so many different gang sets out here extorting niggas. You got to get under the wing of one gang so the next one don't extort you. It's that type of thing. So the extortion thing is real heavy out here. And what happens is when dudes get extorted, they start claiming the gang that's extorting them. That's why you see so many dudes from other cities, and dudes grew up in Atlanta and niggas grew up in Cleveland, and they claiming this gang, this blood gang, or this Crip gang, or whatever. So that's the thing. they pat niggas' pockets out here, and then dudes start claiming the gang who's patting his pockets. So it's a lot of dudes out here, they understand what it is. A lot of them understand what it is, but then there's some who try to go to the next level to justify getting extorted. They start thinking that they're a real fucking gangbanger. Niggas start thinking that they're real bangers, and you're not. And what happens is they try to do some little publicity stunt, which is what Soulja Boy did. Soulja Boy tried to do a little publicity stunt out there in Compton. You know, he brought some dudes out here to basically act as security, and the shit don't work like that out here, man. It's a whole different thing out here. You can't come out here with that old goofy rah-rah shit and go down to the block doing all that old goofy shit all on camera, trying to build your rep that you don't have, trying to claim the block. That's false flagging. Dudes are like, yo, you false flagging like a motherfucker. That's why old dude came out there, the young Haiti dude came out there and G-checked him. So you can't get down like that out here. So he got G-checked out there, and he put a big target on his back, and he's claiming Fruits and all that. And shout out to Fruits. Some of the OGs from over there, y'all got to nip that in the bud, because that makes the set look weak. If y'all got a dude out here that's just really violating the game, y'all got a dude out here running his mouth with the set name in his mouth, and he's misrepresenting, and he don't really understand the politics of the streets out here. Good or bad, right or wrong, I'm not here for the morality thing. I'm just talking about how the politics are. There's certain street politics, and one thing you can't do is come on the block on some stupid shit just so you can kind of build your own personal rep up. And that's what he was doing, because what you do, you jeopardize not only the block but the set. You jeopardize a lot of people doing that. I'm just talking some real G street shit, man, so folks can understand how fucked up that was that Soulja Boy did. And he got G-checked, because what happens is he go out here showing out and all this shit, and he's making the block hot. You running up and down the street with a camera, yelling, "Soo-woo, blood, blood, soo-woo, pyru." You, nigga, do you know how hot you make the block doing that shit? And it's all people on TMZ talking about it. It's all in the media blog. So you done made the whole, you made the hood hot doing that, dude. So yeah, dudes are going to have a problem with that. If a dude is out here trying to get some money on the block, he's hustling trying to get up out the block, because that's what a lot of hustlers do. You hit the bricks so you can get up off the bricks. And you got some idiot out here with a camera and a big red fucking hat on yelling "Soo woo" all on camera, and TMZ and the media is picking up on it. That nigga done fucked up your money for a few weeks. So everybody's looking at the block right now, seeing what's going on, who's who on this block. You done brought too much attention to the block. So yeah, dudes are going to have a problem with that. You don't do that. And let me tell you something, especially with Bloods, because a lot of Blood sets, they don't like dudes running around with cameras like that on the block. A lot of dudes don't like motherfuckers out there on the block with all them cameras like that. Especially Bloods, they really don't like that. Especially in places like the jungle. In the jungle, you can't have cameras over there, period. They don't let niggas be over there filming. When they did the movie Training Day over there, they had to get a lot of OGs and all that to give the cameramen and the camera crew a pass to go over there and film Training Day in the jungle. That's why they put real Bloods up in there. You had people like Bone and all these cats up there. So you had to really politic and negotiate to get that shit popping over there in the jungle like that. You got to know folks like that and be good as fuck with them. But just showing up on the block with cameras, yelling "Soo whoop," no, dude, what the fuck is wrong with you? In a big red hat, you got the block hot, man. Not only with law enforcement, but with other rival sets, you out here showing out, and not Soulja Boy. You done put a target on your back out here, dude. You doing all that? This ain't something you play with. You got dudes out there in Compton with grandfathers who used to bang. So that's some family shit with some of these dudes. It's something, it's a little serious than you think it is. A lot of these dudes from different places, you know, it's kind of a trend. It's, they think it's cute for the little girls to act like a gangbanger and all that cute bullshit. Cause it's a fad. You got niggas who are generations deep in this and it ain't cute to them. They want to get up out of it, and dudes got to do what they got to do. And you playing with that. So I'm not trying to beat up on Soulja Boy and clown him. I don't want to see the dude get hurt, man. That nigga could have got his wig split out there fucking around in Compton like that. He lucky the little dude just checked it. And the dude was about to wash him. Now, what if it was some real gunners coming out there for you and the folks you were with, man? All that's you in the middle of the street yelling some Sue Whoop in a big red hat. Niggas out here don't even do that. Niggas know you got to play it low, because shit can go down at any moment. You don't see no niggas out here doing all that shit, all that goofball ass shit on the block, making the block hot. Fuck is wrong with this dude? So the thing is with Soulja Boy, you have to find your lane, because my man is trying to find himself. I don't want to see that dude. And Soulja Boy, if you're listening, because y'all might let old dude hear it, I know you're trying to find yourself, dude. Look, I know a lot of y'all niggas, y'all rapped, you a child rapper, you blew up at age, 17, 18, you're a young dude, you blew up, and it's hard to blow up and then that comes down and you haven't duplicated that level of success. And a lot of times when dudes are child stars or child actors, and he wasn't quite a child, he was just barely into adulthood. You know, you get people like him and Orlando Brown, and that nigga's, oh Lord, Orlando, God bless that nigga. You know, he was a big star as a kid. He was on Disney and a lot of stuff. And now that he's an adult and, you know, that Disney's fame has gone away, he ain't getting them roles no more. That nigga's acting a damn fool trying to get any kind of attention. You got a lot of these dudes, man. Attention is like a drug. And when you get in the spotlight as a young person and you're used to that attention, and then that attention goes away, you start doing stupid shit to get that attention back that you had as a child, and you start getting out your lane. That nigga Orlando, he's talking crazy, he's just doing everything, he's looked like he's high out of his mind. That nigga did a sex tape the other day. He was fucking some chick raw. The chick had a gang of ass. I don't know who she was. She had a bad body on her. I don't know who that chick was to let this nigga smash raw, knowing that he's pipers like that. But he was smashing raw. This nigga was sucking a titty all crazy like he was sucking a crack pipe. I'm like, good Lord, this nigga is desperate. Yeah, hold somebody in the chat room like, Orlando Brown got a sex. Yeah, that nigga got a sex tape. And Orlando can rap. He's actually a good rapper. I heard this nigga spit. Orlando can actually spit. The nigga can spit. Just stop the rah-rah shit, nigga. Focus on your spitting. Focus on your spitting. See, a lot of these dudes, what happens is that when you're a young dude and you're coming up, people know you as that young dude. They don't know you as no thug-ass nigga, because you're not a thug-ass nigga. They know you as a young dude. You were on the Disney Channel. You were doing the nay-nay and the Dougie, whatever the fuck dance was hot when you were a kid. Just like Soulja Boy. We know you for doing the little dance that all the kids liked. You know, Soulja Boy was kind of a Disneyland type of dude. You know, the kids liked the shit. Now that he's an adult, you know, you've outgrown the kiddie shit. The kids ain't really fucking with you like that, because now you're a grown ass man. So you know, now you feel like you have to thug it up, and that's not your lane. You're not built like that. You don't come from that. So don't try to regress to try to get you a rep, and a nigga end up knocking your head off because you're trying to get you a street rep that you don't really have. You got to get in your lane, and you got to find your lane, brother. And that street shit, running around talking about you got choppers and all that, no, that ain't it. And Soulja Boy got arrested not too long ago, but they released him because he was on the internet showing off guns, but then they arrested him and released him because, from what I understand, the guns were fake. So, dude, you can't fake this shit. The minute you start faking, you know, you're going to get called out, man. When you start faking, it don't take long to find out a motherfucker's faking. You're just not about that life. And there's nothing wrong with not being about that life. Folks got to understand that. Being about that life is kind of overrated. It really is. I have to defend the shit that I used to do back in the day. I don't promote that shit. Motherfuckers try to throw my street shit in my face all the time. That shit is overrated. I try to get as far away from the street shit as possible. I don't even try to associate with the street motherfuckers that I know. I don't associate with them like that as far as hanging out. I'm still cool with a lot of folks. Niggas be hitting me up still, but as far as hanging out, no, I ain't trying to. Hell no. It's okay to not be about that life. Just don't act like you are. And I get it. Sometimes niggas are going to test you because you a kid or you were a kid. Let me say this. You're not a kid no more, but you were a kid. So people look at you when they see you, they think of Disneyland. They think of the Superman song or whatever you did as a kid. That sticks in people's minds. So a lot of times people kind of play you like a kid if you're out here on the streets and you're like, okay, damn, I don't want to get played to the left. So I gotta kind of scream on niggas. So, dude, find your lane. You got to be above that. What you should do, focus on improving your rap skills. Focus on improving your production skills. Focus on that. Focus on being a mogul, man. Start being a label mogul. When you get older, just start focusing on different shit. Don't try to regress into some street shit that you ain't even about. That's not your lane, and the motherfucker's gonna hurt you on that dumb shit. Start acting. Somebody in the chat room said start. That's, again, start acting just like Orlando's ass out here sucking bitches' titties. And I mean, nigga, I don't know what this nigga's doing, but Orlando, focus on being a thorough actor. What Orlando needs to do, and I'm talking to a lot of these young dudes out here, because a lot of these dudes ain't got nobody in their ear really giving them some game. Orlando, what he needs to do, Orlando needs to go into rehab. If you go to rehab immediately, you need to go do the Kanye thing. Kanye was saying some stupid shit. His handlers made him go to rehab. So now he's like, yeah, I'm in rehab. I was tripping. I'm getting better now. Orlando, you need to go to rehab. My nigga Soulja Boy, you need to go to rehab. Soulja Boy, and I don't know who's managing, dude. I got to start advising dudes, man. That's why y'all got to hit me up privately. A lot of y'all dudes, if you're going through something, I'm here. Hit me up privately so I can give you some game and kind of politic you a little bit so you can clean yourself up so you ain't out there being on some rah-rah shit, not only fucking up your image, but fucking up your livelihood. But Soulja Boy, and I'm not saying whatever narcotic Soulja Boy is on, but nigga, just go anyway. Even if you're not on the narcotic Soulja Boy, go to rehab anyway. Just say you're going in there for drinking. A lot of motherfuckers be on the pipe and they're like, well, I'm going in there for alcohol. Nigga, you going there for crack-a-hole. Alcohol my ass. You on the pipe. Yeah, Bobby Brown used to do that back in the day. He's like, yeah, I'm dealing with alcohol. Nigga, you dealing with crack. So what you do, Soulja Boy, what you got to do, it's time to clean your image up now, nigga. You're making an ass out of yourself. Right now, it's time to clean that image up. Y'all need to put that nigga in a rehab out there in Malibu just for the look, so people can see he's trying to change his life. All this bullshit he was on, go to rehab. You can erase that shit. Like, hey, man, I was on some shit. I done got out of rehab. I changed my life. I'm about to focus on acting now. I'm about to focus on more music production. I'm about to get some ghostwriters. Nigga, I will get your career in order. Whoever's managing this nigga, get him some ghostwriters. Get him some thorough producers so he'll stop doing this kiddie Fruity Loops rap shit. It's time to step it up. That ain't working no more. You gotta flow a little bit better. You gotta spit a little bit better. Get you some ghostwriters. Get you some producers. Get you a hit. so that people will be like, okay, I fuck with him again. You doing all the rah-rah shit. You don't have no hits under your belt right now. You can't ride that hit from 10 years ago. You get some hits under your belt now. Get your shit right. Get on the right track. People will fuck with you. You can't stay young forever. You doing this little kitty, Looney Tunes ass fucking bullshit. No. You about to be 30. It's time to step that shit up with skills. Get you some ghostwriters. Fuck that. Do what Drake does. People clown Drake for having ghostwriters. Drake is that nigga, though. Drake is that dude, though. Fuck all that mumble rap. Even with the mumble rap shit, there's some mumble rappers who can flow a little bit. Soulja Boy don't really have no flow. And people ain't fuck. I mean, that was a novelty hit that he had years ago. But you got mumble rappers who can flow on a beat. That's the thing. So Soulja Boy, he's doing the mumble rap, but he ain't flowing, and people ain't feeling that. And I'm not saying this to shit on Soulja Boy. I'm looking at this. I'm looking through the eyes of an executive. This is how an executive is going to look. Get you somebody who can help you flow, get in that studio and start putting out some real bangers. Not that shit that you done made on some computer program. Get you, have Quick or somebody do you a beat. You screaming Piru and whoop-de-whoop. Get Quick to do you a fucking beat. Get one of these dudes to ghostwrite. One of these LA dudes, good Crooked Eye or somebody to ghostwrite. You got some real spitters. Raz Kaz, Bishop Lamont. You got some thorough ass fucking spitters out here. Get one of these niggas to ghostwrite you some shit and get you a damn hit. Go into rehab and get everything that you've done that's on the dumb shit. Get it charged to the game and then get around some real OG dudes and get you some real security. That's another thing. A lot of y'all dudes, y'all come out here, y'all in the club flossing and all that old bullshit, and then you get shaken down by these gang sets. Nah, get you some real security. Get you some professional security. People who gonna have your back so you ain't got these Crips and Pirus running up on you, patting your pockets. Get you some real security. If somebody said get Nipsey Hussle to write something, yeah, get Nipsey to write. But again, you got to stay in your lane. Stop all these old internet beefs. That shit looks corny now. That internet beef shit is corny. Stop that. You're getting into internet beefs in order to get some attention, to get your name out there. That shit is corny. That shit gets tired. And that's why you got to do more and more and more in order to get more attention, to seem more credible. Because you keep talking and trying to make yourself look credible, and people are mocking you for making up stories, trying to look credible, and then you're going to hit the streets to try to get you a street pass, and the shit just backfires on you. You got to stay in your lane. Find your lane. And in order to find your lane, you got to find yourself. You got to find yourself, and finding yourself basically means know who you are and accept who you are at that moment and then build on that. See, the thing is, you're trying to lie to people about who you are, then you start lying to yourself. You're not going to build. You're not going to improve. You got to stay true to yourself. You got to look yourself in the mirror and say, look, I ain't no Piru. I'm not from the streets like that. Ain't that nigga from like Valdosta, Georgia or some shit? Out here in Compton about to get washed, yelling, "Soo whoop," and that nigga from damn Covington, Georgia somewhere. Come on, man. Don't play with your life like that. Do better than that, man. You ain't got to be about that life. It's all right being from goddamn Augusta or wherever the hell you from. It's okay. Nigga, go learn how to cook some Augusta, Georgia chicken recipes and put out a fucking cookbook or something. That's what you do. Be true to who you are. Make a cookbook, nigga. Do the Soulja Boy cooking show. Fry some buffalo wings or some shit and market that. Be true to who you are, man. Don't be out here on some shit that you ain't really about. Find yourself. When you find yourself, you can redefine yourself. Then you can grow. See, he's trying to redefine himself, but he hasn't found himself. See, he's still trying to get that kitty thing washed off of him. and he's trying to create this gangster image so that people won't fuck with him. No, you get security for that. You get security for that, and then you grow as a person. You say, oh, I ain't about that life. That's not what I'm about. You know, I'm a former kiddie rapper, and I'm trying to step my game up and do some grown man shit. And I'm trying to get the little breezies and the women in the process. That's another thing. Niggas trying to impress these women out here, trying to act hard. Don't let these women get you washed up. Don't let these women get you fucked up by you trying to show out and all that. Because, you know, a lot of women out here, you know, they like, you know, thuggish dudes. They like dudes who are about that life. So a lot of dudes try to perpetrate that. And now, don't let these women get you caught up in the game. That's not what you're about. Get you a nice little square Mexican chick or something, nigga. For one of these sisters get you tossed up out here in these streets, if that's what you need to do. But if you're true to yourself, you find a sister who's true to herself, and you ain't got to be fronting and flossing and all that dumb shit. Again, because, yeah, them thoughts, they don't come to your funeral, nigga. You fucking with them thoughts, and they egging you on and telling you how cool you look out here tatted up going to a neighborhood you ain't from. Yeah, they cool when you drinking and smoking with him and getting high with him and doing coke with him or whatever niggas do. I ain't saying that he's doing that. I don't know what he's doing. But these thoughts are around when the drink and the drugs are around. But if you get popped, she ain't coming to your damn funeral. You'd never see thoughts at funerals at all. They don't go to funerals. You dig? But anyway, y'all, find yourself. Find your lane, stay in that lane, and then redefine yourself and stay in that lane. Anyway, y'all, that's been today's episode of Tariq Radio. It's been real. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Don't forget to go to TariqElite.com to get all that fresh gear. Go to HiddenColorsFilm.com to get Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, and 4. Check out all the pay-per-view specials at Tariq Elite. No, not Tariq Elite, at TariqRadio.com. And also go to MacLessons.com to get some of those old pay-per-view specials where I'm dropping some good game. All right, guys, New York City, I'm going to see you next week. I'll be in New York next week, man. I'm doing a lot of press out there, and I'm doing a lot of filming. I got me some thermal shirts because I know it's cold as hell out there in New York, nigga. I'm about to see if I can get me some UGG boots off fucking eBay or something because it's going to be freezing out there. Anyway, y'all be good, family, and I'm gonna holla.